Mike Wobschall back. Vikings locker room. The offseason program is continuing. We're getting ready for the 2015 season. But a big step in getting ready for the 2015 season is the schedule unveil. So we have veteran Captain Munderland here. Knows a lot about the league. Knows a lot about all the teams. So we're going to have you break down the schedule. You ready to do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to do it.
All right. Week one, Monday Night Football. Second half of the doubleheader. You can look at that two ways. You know, it's a tough central team going all the way out there. We're gonna get home Tuesday when the sun's coming up, but yeah. You still get to play on the big stage. That's fun.
Oh, yeah, it's prime time. You got to love it. First game of the year, prime time game, second Monday night game, everybody watching. You know, all eyes on you. So it's exciting, you know, to have that opportunity to go out there and play football.
Now, we come back home after that game, short week, get ready for the Lions, but you get two home games in a row. Talk about you guys, the continuity of being home 2 weeks in a row, that's kind of a spot where you can make some hay, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. You want to protect your house, and that's the key in the NFL. You got to protect home field advantage. And, you know, starting out with the Lions at home, a divisional game, we need that win. So we're going to come out. I know we're going to come out fast, and the fans are going to come out and show their support, and we're going to have fun.
Right before our bye is week five, but right before that we play the Sheriff, man, Peyton Manning in Denver. That's a big challenge for anybody. And you guys are going to go there and try and slow down Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas, and that crew.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a big challenge for us, man, especially in the secondary. You know, all the checks and, you know, the athletes they have on that offense. And it's definitely going to be a big challenge for us. But after that, man, you can lay it all on the line and you go into a bye. Right. So we can get excited about that and lay it all on the line and go right into a bye.
So we'll rest up in the bye. You guys will get recharged, hopefully rip off a couple of wins coming out of the bye. But then you have a challenging stretch. You host Seattle, the two-time defending NFC champs. Then you have a short week, and you go to Arizona on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, coming in that stretch. You know, you got a tough week with going playing Seattle. Then you host Thursday night football. You know, that's a big challenge.
So
you know, you
got on the road for Thursday
night. Yeah, I know. You got to go out there in Arizona Thursday night football, and it's tough. It's tough, man, to get yourself up and ready for those games. And, you know, we made for it, man. We did it last year. We didn't show very well, showcased ourselves very well last year, but I'm sure we'll be ready this year because he got some in mind and to help us get ready.
All right, so you have that Thursday night game, but then that you have the weekend off. Is that kind of like a mini bye after a Thursday game?
Oh, it's definitely a bye. It's definitely a bye, you know, especially if you win. You know, if you win, you know, Coach Zim might say, hey, guys, see you next week. See you on Monday. And that's always a plus, you know, to get your rest and get yourself ready for the long stretch of the season.
Weeks 15 and 16, we're home. Week 17, we're at Lambeau. What do you think about those final three games?
Oh, they definitely going to be big. Definitely going to be big. You know, that's a chance for us to make our playoff push. You know, the last two games at home, that's big. Then you got that January 3rd game at Lambeau Field. So that definitely is going to be big. It's a division game. So we definitely got to go out there and show up.
You've been in a lot of different teams in your career, Captain. Off of last season, going into this season, are the Vikings the team that's improving and on the rise?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely, man. I see this team going up. Each and every day, man, we're working hard in the weight room in the off season. The coaches, they're getting better and better with us, and we're just trying to, you know, make the best Vikings 2015 as we can.
All right, there you go. That's what Captain Munderland thinks of the 2015 Vikings schedule. Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more.